Now, the idea of putting a price on the head of a wanted fugitive has a long history in the United States, going back to the Wild West and beyond. Since 1984, the US has had a law that applies that idea to international justice too, offering payments to those who help to bring to justice terrorists and extremists threatening American citizens.
Well, now a US congressman's introducing a new law that takes that much further. Ed Royce wants to extend rewards to those who help to arrest drugs and arms traffickers and war criminals, including, for example, Joseph Kony, head of the Lord's Resistance Army, which has caused so much suffering in Uganda. I asked him why he thought this change was necessary.
Things have changed since the 1980s. When this legislation was originally written, it was intended to focus on those who committed the U.S. Embassy bombings in Beirut. And over the years, it was expanded to focus on the bombing of Pan Am 103. But our current cast of characters on the world stage who are committing mayhem are sort of a different ilk. You've got Victor Boot, the super fixer. You've got Joseph Kony, the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army. The question is, can we change these laws in a way that allow us to identify this kind of activity and bring these types of people to the bar of justice by encouraging people to inform?
So essentially what you're doing is changing the wording of the law to include a wider range of people for whom information would be payable.
Exactly. Think for a minute about those indicted for war crimes. If we could advertise the fact that there is a reward for those who would lead us to the capture so that we could assist with military units to apprehend them. The question is, how do we take a program that's worked pretty well in the past and make it relevant to the challenges in the world today?
Well, I guess the problem, as always in these things, is in the detail. It's the terminology. How do you make sure that you do get these people in? I mean, what sort of terminology is going to be in this law?
Well, for example, as we look at those indicted by tribunals for war crimes, it's going to allow the State Department to use the rewards program to target those who are indicted by international tribunals for genocide or for war crimes or for crimes against humanity. And at the same time, we were also changing the language to go after transnational gangs, because we see how terrorists and, in many cases, insurgents are turning to criminal networks to generate their funding. And if we can focus the State Department's rewards program to those who would help us, providing them with $1 million or $5 million is a very successful way to get them to come forward and give us the information.
But, Congressman, I can see a couple of problems here. And one is, how wide does the net stretch?
If you believe that sending to a head of state a message that if you are involved in committing genocide or if you're engaged in crimes against humanity, and if those around you are aware of it and can provide this information in order to obtain a reward, you've got to admit it's a very credible deterrence. But what I like about it, I like the thought that there is a law on the books that would allow our government to encourage people informing on that type of behavior.
Congressman Ed Royce.